Gimel Amud Aleph. Kasha Derbi Meir Adarbi Meir. The El Omer, earlier we said, Mishosh B'nei Odom, Nichnasim Lachol B'pitam, Barvei Shabbosos. According to our Meir, he said it's the time when people go in to eat on Erev Shabbos. Hu Shir M'uchor Mishel Kohen. That is a time that is later than when a Kohen. V'hocha, Omer Mishas Tfilo. It's a time when the Kohen, now he's saying it's the time that the Kohen goes to the mikveh. She couldn't be Nishmashos, which is before being Nishmashos. Kasha de Bilezer, the Brisa of the Brisa, Adar Bilezer Masnisen, Amar Bilezer in the Mishnah. Yubayis Ema Resha de Masnisen, the beginning of the Mishnah. La Rabbi Lezer, he is not Rabbi Lezer, the Ha de Ketani de Rabbi Lezer, that which it says in the Mishnah, these are the words of Rabbi Lezer. Asof Hazman Koi, it's going on the end of the time. The Gomer, Ad Sof Hashmur Rishonah, that he said until the end of the first Ashmur. Upligi the Rabbanan Alei, and the Rabbanan are arguing on him. The army Ad Chazos, and they say until Chazos. The Bilezer Darish B'Shach B'Chom, because what was the Rabbi Lezer's reason? Because he made the Drasha on B'Shach B'Chom, was Zman Haskolas Shkiva, the time of the beginning of lying down. Shibnei Adam Holchum Lishkav, when people start to go to sleep. Sekoidim Vizem Ucher, some a little bit earlier, some a little bit later. Rabbanan Darshi calls man Shkiva, the whole time of Shkiva, the Hainu Kol Halayla. That's the whole night. Ella, she also Sigla the Dover, but they made a fence in order to prevent people from forgetting and not possibly not saying Shema, and they told him until Chatzos, V'amr Ad Chatzos, and they said until Chatzos. Ragnil, let's say Ahu Seyogam, Ragnil does not hold of that fence, that protective Gezerah. Michael Saver, Havle Lememer, Zman, and Nikurdish should have said something which was a recognizable time. Ika Saver, the Pligi, Tanayla Kaman, Pumbles, the Tanayma arguing on this. Ika Man, the Amr Gimel Mishmar, Savia Lilo. There are those who hold that, there's someone who holds that the night is split into three different time segments. The Mishmaris of Avodas and Malachim, at the times the Malachim are doing work, the Shir Shalahim, and the praise and singing that they're saying to Hashem, the Chalot Shalosh Chalachim, that are split into three separate times. Rishon is the Kat Achas, the first one for one group, and Shni the Kat Achiras, and the second time span is for another group, and Shlishis is the Kat Shlishis for a third group. We can never Amr Mishmaris of Yalayla, and there's someone else who holds that there's four time periods that it's split into. Zman Hakriya B'Sof HaShmur. It gives you that a simon, a time for that end of saying Shema is at the end of the Ashvar. V'lo Pirish L'chol Simon Mufurish. It doesn't give us an exact thing to recognize it. L'midcha Sheish Hekar L'chol Adam Midover. That takes you that it's recognizable to everyone. Ki Hechid Ikabak V'rakiya, just like it is at night. Yishag Sha'og Yishag Hari Gimel, that is three. Yishim is a person by look. Fair Higia Karov Liyam is very close to the day. The other is Uri Mishnah. Some people are getting up from their sleep. Vashachim Yachim, people who are lying together, Misapin Zemze will talk to each other. Michael Choshev, Simonim Halolo, these things which are mentioned to recognize Shinasan the Mishmaras Ba'aretz, which were given for the time periods down here in the earth, Heichan Nasal B'tchilas Hashmar, so B'sofim, were they to recognize the beginning of the start of the Hashmar, or the end? Or Sahu, Tzeisakachim, it's nightfall. V'shamar, V'himtim, and he waited. K'mo lo yamar adam l'chavir shamar li b'tzad avodah zarah plani, just like the Isser of telling somebody, oh, go wait for me. And next to this avodah zarah, that's found in Maseches Sanhedrin, B'makam b'perek ha'chayvel, and also B'makam, shamar Omedes al Pesach Chatzera, she's waiting at the door of her courtyard. V'chein v'ov v'shamar esar dover. So too it says that his father was waiting to see what happened. That was by Yaakov Avinu Yosef's dreams. And shomer amunim. Also it says shomer amunim. Number of things is Rashi. Why do Rashi need four proofs? Why is there proof from the Gemara first and then a proof from the Pasuk afterwards? If you brought one from the Chumash Gom Shetar, why is there one from the Nevi'im? Tefila Katzara Havinenu. That is Havinenu, Tosfos argues in that pshat. L'kaimim first, l'beperek tefilas hashachar, and later in the fourth parak, we'll explain what this Havinenu tefila is. Asher hamelach shemekalsan sol b'besokach, Asher kol zman shahaya kol zeh b'soch b'hamikdash. It was praiseworthy to Hashem that so long as we had this praise being said in the Beis HaMikdash. B'vnei chashad shelo yom, l'zaynim mukhenes lo shem, so people should not say that they had a prostitute prepared for him there. B'nei hamapoylis, shechoyim esachor v'ru'ua, the walls of the ruin are weak. M'sukin hu, and it is dangerous, pen, tibol, achoyim ma'olav, perhaps the wall will fall on him. Why do you need three different reasons for one thing of not going into a ruin? One would have been enough. If that there are times when you don't have one of the reasons, you still are not allowed to go into the ruin for one of the other reasons. Gimel Amud Beis. Bechalati, shenafla mechadash, it became a ruin recently, shachrema shela nafla, the wall fell, but then the bechazkasa, but still, the rest of the walls there are still shkrok. Chashad dami leka, ditnan, because we say in the Mishnah, ishim misyachedes im shnei anashim, because a woman can have yichud, be secluded with two men. Betray upritzi, the umran, hasim, because we say in kedushin, lo shana elo bekshem, that when she's permitted to be alone with two men is only if they are kosher, but if they are immoral men, that even two she's not allowed to. Somewhere where they're found, normally the demons, chashina, feel the betrayal, you have to worry, even if there is two men. Vidavra is besad, out in the fields. Kadnu eni ashmaros, almo chatzos laila shahayadovid omid shtim ashmaros ishbehem. That teaches us that at the middle of the night, midnight, when David was getting up, there were two mishmaros, one before and one afterward. That which it says that my eyes were before, getting opening up before the Ashmaris, the Kamar David, it was Kadmon Lashar Malachim Kamar, it was getting up before the rest of the kings. Shadarkin Lamal Lashloshos Mayom, that it was normal for them to get up at the third hour. But Chil Lashloshosh is the beginning of the third hour is when they got up. Shista Leilo, Chatzos Leilo, Havi Shesh Shos, that at the midnight there were 6 hours afterwards. Tarti Diyamom, Shashar Malachim Yashen, that the rest of the kings are still sleeping. Havaluhu Tarti Mishmaros, that is 2 time spans of the night. Shil Shemayna Shos, each one of, which comes of to 8 hours. Total. Elo Dvar Halacha, Usar Lasaper Lofanov, that's what's Usar to say in front of a dead person. Shakol Chayevim Lasaper, because everyone is obligated to talk the victor of Ahmes Domin, and the lifter is silent. So it is insulting to the mace. Avol Mili the Amo, she'en ginei l'machresh behen, that there's nothing, you know, embarrassing, insulting to have to be silent with regard to them. Less l'mon, there's no problem saying that in front of a mace. M'ortem mitkila salayim from the beginning of night. V'neshef be'erev yoyim, v'herev hayoyim kari neshef, and when it is becoming night, it is called Neshef. Hachi Komer Krodah Chatzos Laila, the Pasuk talking about midnight. Be'olam lo over alai Chatzos Laila b'sheina, k'shekoydam m'kein ha'yisi omida, before the midnight I was getting up. Misnanim Kasus, Isaac b'terah k'shehu misnanim, he was learning Torah while he was dozing. Kasus hazeh, like a horse, she'enu nirtam olna, never gets into a deep sleep. El misnanim v'nir tamadeh, constantly dozing off and waking up. B'shiris v'sishvachos, v'hachi mefarash b'hu kro, l'hoidus l'cha. As it's specific in the pasuk, as it says, "L'hoidus l'cha l'machrasam l'yom machras shelchan yosam sham." The second, the day, next day after they had encamped, Hachi Karsin Rashi says, "Hachi luchtov mehaneshef al haneshef o mehaerev al haerev elo amar Ravashi train nafshi havi neshef yomama kofetz va'olo." He literally jumped and came up. Kamal linshov menduchte to jump from his place. Kamal haybukud na'atma, also the thigh joint, the shuf menduchte. Is trefa that moved out of its place from being in place is will make a trefa. For also ihu for America chatzos lefishal lohayu yodeh lechavin hasha. Moshebenu did not know how to get exactly to midnight. The lahamid devar b'shasa amura. It is to prove his point exactly when it would happen. Kiner hayatolu ma'alam mitaso v'nokvav letzad zafon. Its holes were towards the north. Kevin shehegia chatzos halaylo. Once it became chatzos, ruach zafin is min hashavas boy. The northern wind would blow on it. There are 4 winds coming from the 4 different directions each day. The 6 first 6 hours of the day, you get the eastern wind from the where the sun is coming. In the last 6 is ruch deremus, is the southern wind. The beginning of the night is ruach marav, is a western wind. Is ruach tzofenis, is a northern wind. Rashi is having holes for a keener, seemingly that he's not learning keener to be a harp. Ein habar mismali mechulio ha'oikir chulio mebar. If you're uprooting, you're digging out the dirt from a pit, kari v'chayzer mashlichal l'seichon, you try to put it back in. A mismali mechad does not get filled up, refilled. Afkan sot over here and ein hat mechin la'aniyim. Shabbanu Mizainis, if you don't prepare food for our poor people, we'll welcome Achim somewhere else, and Yuchel and Lefarnasum. We can't support them from ourselves. Which direction to go? And how to set up the army? And the towers and destructive like battering rams and tachsisi mariv mechumah, and the different ways that you should lay traps during the war. You take permission from the Sanhedrin to go to war. So they should daven on behalf of the soldiers. If they're going to be successful or not. What is the pasuk? Ve'achare achitofel min yoben yoyodav v'yeser v'sar tzavol lemelch yoav achitofel zet yoyitz. The order of this pasuk shows the order that they would ask and deal with preparing for war.